This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A line of strong storms blew through the area yesterday, including at least one confirmed tornado in northwest Houston. The National Weather Service says that preliminary information indicates a tornado occurred near State Highway 249 and Grant Road in the Willowbrook area. This was around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There have been no reports of major injuries, but yesterday's storms did damage homes and leave thousands without power. At one point, CenterPoint Energy's outage tracker reported 27,000 customers without power. As of this morning, that number is down to 873. A Texas judge recently allowed Attorney General Ken Paxton to argue his case next year that Harris County's misdemeanor bail reform program violates state law. Critics of the program call the ruling a win for public safety, but some experts say due process rights in Texas could be under attack. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
The bail reform program, started in 2019, gives people charged with certain crimes more accessibility to get out on bail. Miltonette Craig is an assistant professor at Sam Houston State University. She says recent state legislation like Proposition 3, which prevents people charged with certain violent crimes from receiving bail, raises questions about the presumption of innocence until proven guilty.
Why do we want to prevent people from being able to continue their lives while they fight the case? The longer that you're behind bars, it's going to increase the likelihood of a bad outcome.
Ken Good is a board member of the Professional Bondsmen of Texas. He told Hello Houston last week that Harris County's bail reform program is problematic for judges and goes against laws that were passed after the reform went into effect.
What we've done is we've tied the hands of the judges so they can't do anything about it. And we've got to undo that and start complying with Texas law.
I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
An internal document from Houston ISD shows the district will lose 1,600 more students than originally projected in their May budget. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
The data shows overall enrollment for the district is down more than 8,000 since last year. HISD has experienced a steady decline in enrollment, but this year's drop is the sharpest since the 2021-2022 school year. State funding from the Texas Education Agency is tied to student enrollment. HISD planned in May for the loss of 6,500 students. But with enrollment now even lower, the district stands to lose an estimated $10 million more in state funding. The news comes amid the district's recent decision to pause school closures. HISD is closed for the holiday this week and did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Millions of Texans are on the move this week for Thanksgiving. AAA says a record number of motorists will be on the road. DPS Trooper Sergeant Stephen Woodward says excessive speed is still the biggest safety issue on the highway.
We haven't had a deathless day here in the state of Texas since November the 7th, 2000. That's the last time we had a deathless day right here in the state.
AAA says the busiest days are tomorrow and Wednesday. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.